Just a few hours after arriving on Thursday, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Secretary Rubio, Marco, welcome again to Jerusalem. But
the president, he's the latest of a flurry of high-profile U.S. figures to arrive in the region following the ceasefire agreement that was signed 2 weeks ago. After the special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner, and Prime Minister J.D. Vance, the head of the CIA, John Ratcliffe, is expected to arrive next.
The vice president just left. We crossed on the way. And then I'm here now today because this is a priority. It's a very important achievement, but there's more work to be done and bigger achievements that lie ahead. And so we're here to work on that. And we feel very positive and confident that we're going to get there despite substantial obstacles. We're going to get there.
The latest obstacle was a vote in the Israeli parliament on whether the country should annex the West Bank. Speaking before boarding the aeroplane, the vice president was not impressed.
Look, if it was a political stunt, it was a very stupid political stunt, and I personally take some insult to it. The West Bank is not going to be annexed by Israel. The policy of the Trump administration is that the West Bank will not be annexed by Israel. That will continue to be our policy.
Netanyahu said that the vote was organized by the opposition, but many in his camp have been pressuring the prime minister to annex the West Bank for years.
I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow it. It's not going to happen.
The text would need to be approved four times in Parliament to go through. But on Thursday, Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said that the process would be suspended.